Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Obviously,
how are you feeling about your year?
Well, it is obviously our final one of the year. And so Marshy's in here on the Pots and Pans on this show, and you've been busy at work.
If you don't know what Pots and Pans means, Marshy's a digital
That's not it either.
Audio producer. I really want to hear you explain my job.
Yeah. Audio producer. I'm used to saying Eli, who's our digital
What
guy.
Have you been doing digitally with Marshy?
Pots and Pans. What are you doing with that pot? People don't understand that. No, you do every bit of audio you hear is all thanks to Marshy.
Well, not our voices. That's us.
Okay, sure.
Well, you're going to hear a lot of my voice in the next couple of minutes.
You've put together a bit of a collection.
I've looked
of
back
our
at your
bits.
Years just to see how your year was and kind of sum it up.
Mm. And who are you going to start with?
Oh, let's go with the big dog.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go
first.
Okay,
you're going to play mine.
All right, here it is. Tommy's look back at the year.
Tommy kicked off 2019 by literally kicking a door off its hinges.
I'm going to go at this door with some force. Is that
okay? I feel
okay?
like you need to remove children from the area.
Hang on.
Yeah. There's a child behind
and
you.
And I'm right in the firing line as well.
Oh, we've lost the laptop.
That seriously happened.
You guys are very unappreciative of what was clearly a door being removed.
Next on Tommy's hit list of awkward encounters for 2019, former AFL footballer Brendan Favola.
I sent a text about Brendan Favola, and I accidentally sent it to him. The text said, "What do you think Fev earns for the footy show?"
Hello, Tommy.
Did you know instantly that it was meant for another person?
Yeah, because you said, "What do you think Fev gets?"
If you think that was awkward, wait till you hear what happened late one night in the project office.
I did two coughs and went like that, right, and I just ripped a fart. And then about 2 seconds after I sat down, I heard one of the cupboards close. And then in the other corner of the office was one of the production assistants, this gorgeous girl who's just lovely. I just froze. And so I just looked at her and she said, "Wow, that's a nasty cough you've got."
But Tommy did have some positive interactions with women this year. He flirted with Tiffany Haddish.
Do he got kids?
No, Tiffany, no.
Oh, Tiffany, he doesn't.
You don't have kids?
No,
you
can do this. Tiffany, go for your life.
Tiffany, I don't want to brag, but I don't have kids, a wife, or chlamydia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Well, my phone number is 310.
Okay, Tiffany.
Email me at...
Okay, done.
And then Tommy did, in fact, hit up Tiff's inbox.
The subject line said, "Wedding date?"
Yeah.
And they said, "Hey, Tiff, this is obviously your real email address, so I didn't want to sound too desperate, but if you'd like to get married and live a long, happy, chlamydia-free life, then just let me know. Tommy." She wrote back, "I don't mind getting married or living long. I just don't know what chlamydia is."
What? So, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to the States and I'm wearing a T-shirt that says chlamydia free. I'm hoping I get through customs and then I'm going to find her. I figure if I deliver it in person, it's a lot more charming.
The chlamydia?
Probably a good idea because we've learnt that Tommy isn't great interacting through digital means.
I've once tried to stalk my ex on Facebook and instead of searching her
liked
name...
Liked her pictures?
No, I typed it as my status.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so my best mate called me. I was like, I realised what I'd done. And my best mate, I deleted straight away. My best mate, my phone rings straight away and he goes, "Bro, are you okay?"
But never fear, the ladies would soon be rolling in because Tommy's profile was reinstated on the dating apps.
I can't change the details. No name. Blank. The name bit is blank.
So you can put that in?
No. I can't. And the age, which I can't change, is 25. And the height, you'll love this, 5'5".
And when that fails, you can always have a romantic bath by yourself with some Epsom salts.
Started to kind of foam up a bit.
Oh.
And then I noticed out of the foam, heaps of rose petals. And it wasn't Epsom salts. It was something that said, "Bliss, bath time for two." This is the most romantic thing I've ever been a part of. And it's just me.
Oh, you'll have to take a girl back there. When you find one.
Yes.
Maybe all of Tommy's issues are stemming from his rapidly greying hair.
Oh, you're going grey, mate.
I'm going grey.
I think grey's good, like the silver fox. It's good. Richard Gere style.
But you, Richard Gere,
although Richard Gere's
is like
about 40 years older than you. Oh, what about Steve Martin?
We had a giant baby onesie made and swaddled him.
It feels really relaxing. I can't move anything. I'm staring at the roof.
Oh, Evie's just come to the door. She's going to find this very weird.
And your mum, is that Jenny as well?
Jenny's good. The whole family.
Mum, what do you think's about to happen here?
Is he having his nappy changed?
He tried out blind tennis and was annoyingly good.
Actually served it with the goggles on.
Yeah.
And I find that irritating.
Turned his hand to speed parallel parking with the producer's cars in the firing line.
Oh, my God, he's going to hit our cars.
Oh, no.
Tommy, please don't hit my car.
I can't promise that.
This car.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, mate.
No! Oh! You've hit that, Tommy!
And we made him take part in a naked bike ride through London.
Do you know what's really hurtful? As I got off the bike, a woman yells, "Growers, not showers!"
Something more in the showers category would be the item we stashed in Tommy's carry-on when he travelled overseas.
I had to clear US customs and then get to Canada with something called a 12-inch Doc Johnson in my bag.
Tommy and his new friend had a lovely time exploring Montreal together.
You having coffee in a cafe with with your friend, and you ordered your friend a mini little coffee.
A little espresso.
A less fun holiday memory would be when he copped a squat on the side of the road in England.
When we were on the way to Spice Girls, we pulled over on the side of the road and you ducked behind the tree. We never talked about that.
That was a weird. Yeah.
You did. It wasn't. Why did you squat then?
It's an absolute stitch up.
There are photos
of me doing that because I turned around and people on their iPhone. I'm like, all right, perverts.
I've got a photo.
Yeah, was that you taking a photo?
Yeah.
Content. You can absolutely guarantee people that was a wee.
You didn't poo, you weed.
Thank you.
You just squat wee, which is still weed.
Which is almost worse, some would say.
Yeah, it's been a big year for Tommy. We tried to cure his colour blindness with special glasses.
The things.
What?
That I can see.
What can you see? Is it working?
Exactly the same stuff as before.
You're a smart ass.
If anything, might be a little duller.
But by far the most fun of all is he got to share some bodily fluids with Bickers.
Last week, Addy was sick with the cold.
No. I'm not doing it. You're going to try and make me suck snot out her nose.
I'm a sucker for you.
This is Sonda. Disgusting. No. Waterboard me. Waterboard me before you do this.
You stick this tube up the baby's nose. I'd never seen one of these things before. And then at the other end is something you suck with. And you suck out their snot.
Hang on. Addy's not here.
No.
What?
So I want you to suck out my snot because I've now got a cold.
Oh! I'm a sucker for you.
Come on, take one for the team. So come over here. Okay.
Just down from
three. One.
Yes.
Two. No, yeah.
Yes.
Go.
So here's to 2020 and all the fun that's to come.
I don't want to do radio anymore.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're so
funny. I forgot
how
traumatic that was.
You know you don't have to do the things I ask you to do.
Yes, I do. You're the boss. Oh God. Oh, Marshy, thank you.
You're amazing, Marshy.
Oh. All right. Oh. We're not done here though. Carrie, you're up next.
Oh God.
Yeah, Kaz.
Carrie's year started like any other with her trusted producer, Sonda.
You there, Sonda?
No, the Sonda.
Yeah, welcome to 2019.
We're in a new studio and Sonda can't work out how to turn our own microphone on.
That's nothing new, though.
Something that was new, though, little baby Adelaide.
Arrogantly, I went in thinking, mate, I've done this twice before. Can't be that hard. Baby with reflux, mastitis heaps of time. Yeah. Underneath this, it's a mess. In many different ways.
And that mess was about to impact on Tommy.
What did I have to do to you yesterday?
Fix my hair because it had nits in it, actually.
So, mate.
Oh, have we all got nits now?
No.
Have I got nits?
But I've just discovered that I've got nits.
Oh!
However, who's going to de-nit me? You.
I don't have
anybody to do the combing of my hair.
Well, so work with Carrie Bickmore, they said. It'll be glamorous, they said.
And despite dealing with the messy mum's nits, Tommy was still thinking of his co-host.
Hi, Carrie. This is Sam Smith here, and I've just heard that you've had a new baby called Adelaide. She is absolutely beautiful, and I just wanted to wish you and your growing family all the best.
I'm not going to fight it. Actually, you're a way better friend than I am.
But that message wouldn't have been relevant if Adelaide's original name had stuck.
I just said to you guys, it's a name I like, but a few other people have it, so I don't know if it's too common. And then you said, it's not Willow, is it? And I remember going,
well, I'm good at ruining fun.
But I don't think little Addie will be getting a little brother or sister anytime soon.
Obviously, new mum, not much happening in that way. Sure. In fact, do you know, I went for my 6-week checkup and the doctor was telling me.
Oh, I've been there with Chris. I'm like, gee, it's getting grim if that's what you're referring to it as. Hey, babe, put some Barry White on. It's time for my 6-week checkup.
But when Carrie did make it out of the house, she was off to see Phil Collins play with his very talented son, Nick, on the drums.
My heart was beating. Everyone's mouth's ajar. He's sweating. Beads of sweat down him. His shirt's sticking to him because it's all sweaty and hot.
She was rapt with Nick, but she soon turned raw when she discovered this.
Oh, I've been perving on a 17-year-old boy.
And even rawer when Tommy revealed this.
Guess who joins us on the phone now? Would you please welcome Phil Collins' son, Nick. Nick Collins. Nick, g'day. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm pretty good, but Carrie has absolutely wet herself.
I've been listening.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. Are you 18 yet?
No, fortunately not yet.
There were other moments this year when Carrie was both rapt and raw. Case in point, rapt with a big trip to see the Spice Girls.
We're going to London! Yeah! Yeah!
And raw that she was nearly blinded.
Oh, no! We've hit Bickmore in the eye with a confetti cannon. Bickers, are you okay? Can you see that in her eye? It's okay. You know where we can get you a new eye? London!
Speaking of things that'll make you go blind, I think that was in the script Tommy wrote for Carrie when leaving a voicemail for Lisa Wilkinson.
Can't read that out. It's inappropriate.
It's a job to get my hand fixed.
No, it's... I think everybody knows what you need help with, mate. I was just asking
if she might know someone.
I know it's been a dry patch, but this is not the way. It can be funny without being blue.
That wasn't blue.
It was blue.
But Carrie doesn't need a lesson in working blue. She can turn any mundane medical story into that.
When I was pregnant, I had to do a swab. They give you two sticks, right?
Two sticks?
And they say, one's for the front bit, one's for the back bit. But I couldn't get the back one up there 2 centimetres. And it was really tricky. And so then I was like, maybe I need blue, but I didn't have any blue.
Jesus Christ. Did you call Chris? Did you call him and say...
how is he going to help?
Don't even say what it is.
He knows that area is a no-go zone. Okay.
And this is a very poor choice of words after that story, but it's amazing how open Carrie is about all that stuff.
It's like when I had little Adelaide.
Oh, sorry.
I had them with Evie, but not with Adelaide. When I had them with Adelaide.
And then we found out Carrie left her bra in Pete Hellier's car. Were they having an affair?
You left your key somewhere. You left your key, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I say.
It's all adding up now. All the pieces are slowly just starting to slide into each other. But I,
wow, pieces sliding into each other.
I suppose we all know why that was going on, because sexy times at home weren't going very well.
Somebody that was involved in the pash was not watching me.
Yeah. Thought stump him was a weird instruction.
But was watching the cricket.
He's out of his crease. Sorry, babe.
I've got creases. What?
Sorry.
I'm getting back into the gym. Give me time.
Run. What?
In fact, Carrie had resorted to sleeping in bed with a Lego boat.
It had a Lego man. Oh, no, the Lego man was in it.
Oh, man's had a hell of a trip, hasn't he? You know, when you come back and they go, we didn't all make it. We're so sorry. We didn't all make it.
So, yes, we love Dirty Carrie, even when she doesn't mean to be.
We could be sitting on horseback riding into the sunset.
I've done bareback. It's quite sore.
All right. Can we do one show without you talking about doing bareback?
But little did we know, we had a superstar in our midst.
Do you guys think I'm the Aussie J-Lo? And then we didn't have air to respond before you went, I am. I am the Aussie J-Lo.
I didn't say the Aussie J-Lo. I said, I am J-Lo.
Yep, it's been a massive 2019 for Carrie. She thought she met Elton John.
How was it?
Like, emotional.
Turns out she didn't.
Ray's a world-renowned Elton John in person.
She hung out with all the movers and shakers.
You know, Julie Bishop.
Well, I don't.
Former foreign minister.
She screamed a lot. Mostly in same, same, but backwards.
Stop looking at
me. What could I possibly be looking at?
Lost her whistle.
Why can't I whistle? What's happened?
That's not getting any better.
And watched a lot of Younger on the Loo.
I can get half a nip out. Don't come in, honey. You don't want to come in.
Don't come in, honey. I'm just smashing a nip out.
And just a few weeks ago, she walked up a mountain for brain cancer.
You've done this and given birth. Call it. What's harder?
I'd have to say the Point to Pinnacle.
And raised a lot of money doing it.
$300,000.
So here's to a fabulous 2020 and the Festival of 40. That's right, isn't it, Carrie?
I'm 31, mate.
You know the most hurtful thing about that? Saunders laugh.
Baby, how you feeling?
Very good. So wow. Good. What a year.
I'm so tired.
We do have one more to go.
We've got a very special one to go.
Buzzy, you got to talk. We're on, bro.
Okay, Buzzy's upset because he has some news for us. I was going to get him to deliver it, but I'm not sure he's in a state to deliver it all that we are anymore. Buzzy, do you want to tell our listeners we've had such a great few years with you as the anchor of our show that you have something to announce to our listeners before we end our year?
I'm pregnant.
Babies are good for our ratings. That is great news.
God, I didn't think this would be hard. Today is the last day on the show for me. I'm sure as people would know, I moved to Brissy, which is where my fiance Bronte is. Someone help me, please.
Yes, you're getting married to Bronte soon, and you've been doing long distance for a while now. And as anyone that's done long distance will know, that's really bad.
Yeah.
For anybody.
And you've done long distance with Bronte, and then you did a bit of long distance with us.
Yeah.
And
both know, really hard.
I know. We've nearly stopped having sex completely. almost.
But what I love about you is you've had to make the decision to put your family first and to put Bronte first. And so you are leaving our show.
Yes. So today is my last day after 3 years, three very fun years. I've had the best time. You guys are honestly two of the most amazing people I've ever had the chance to meet. And anyone who asks me always like what you guys are like as people, I'm like, what you see is what you get. They're two of the most generous, caring people. And I mean that wholeheartedly.
Saunders crying.
As I said to you in the card, and it sounded really weird, I first said you're like a son to me, and then that was weird. So then I said you're like a brother to me, and that felt weird too. So I don't know how else to explain how loved you are.
I feel like we're a family. And, you know, it was the toughest decision of my life. And, you know, I'm so excited to live with Bronte and start a family and get married next year. But I'm also equally as devastated to leave what is the best team I've ever worked with in my whole entire life. So,
well, we absolutely love you, Buzzy, and we're very excited to see what you do next. But it would be remiss if we let you go without looking back at the fun year we've had together. Marshwa, I believe you have a Buzzy package.
He's our favourite button pusher, Chris Bezina. Oh, sorry, that's not what we call him, is it?
Buzz.
Yep, Buzz. You've never met a man who loves camouflage clothing or hump day more.
Oh, welcome to hump day. Happy hump day, Australia. Hump day. Oh, yeah, the hump is here and so is Carrie Bickmore.
Did you just call me the hump?
And Tommy
Little
as well.
AKA the hump.
In fact, Buzz's fashion has always been a hot topic of conversation.
Firstly, you're rocking double denim.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Then there was the jumper he wore to meet Dylan Allcott.
Buzz the Ninja Turtle, who was joining us today with his new outfit.
He's got a poo brown jumper on.
Well, it's more Kanye, I reckon. I was out. It's not. Brandon and Anna Judy. Anna Judy, if you want to sponsor me, send me some.
I wouldn't.
And who remembers when he randomly started rocking glasses?
Who the hell are you?
Oh, here we go.
Very young man slash menopausal woman. They look like they belong to someone named Karen.
Despite all the teasing, we love Buzzy and he loves Bronte. Despite what he said when telling the story of his proposal.
The difficulty was trying to get her dressed up nice. Anyway, it's about 22 degrees in Brisbane. And
I was trying to get her dressed up nice. But I needed to fix up this piece of mutton. I reckon there's someone whose ears are burning who is regretting saying yes.
But never fear, he did say some lovely things too.
She's like, oh God, I'm going to get emotional saying this. Stop it.
Buzz, now we're all going to get emotional.
She's done a lot. She sacrificed her life to move for me, for my job. No.
This has got me now.
And she's just, she's perfect.
Oh,
wow. Ah, enough of the mushy stuff. Do you remember when Buzz dropped the F-bomb?
Your lips look... I didn't swear.
I really thought you did.
Would you like to apologise to the network? Oh, you don't have to.
No, I'm good. But he must think about it, I reckon I'm fine.
Do you want to double down? Go again.
Speaking of dropping things, that's what happened to his birthday cake this year.
Organise you a present and she'll be coming into the studio right now.
Are you talking about the cupcake that I've got? That bell has just dropped on the floor. Happy birthday.
But it turns out Buzz regularly gets inappropriate.
Pink's Blow Me, One Last Kiss.
Sorry, Buzz?
The song is called Blow Me. That's the album, track.
You've got to work on that.
Hey, that's your mind playing tricks on you, not mine.
No, that's a pause where you shouldn't have put a pause.
Yep, insightful musical knowledge. It's kind of Buzz's bag.
Best song we're playing at the moment.
It is a churn.
Absolutely. That is Regard. It is called Ride It. Thought I'd bring a bit of music knowledge to the show real quickly. This song, one of the biggest songs in the world right now, is actually a remix of a Jay Sean song from 2007.
No way.
That's the original.
Send that to Ash London.
No, okay.
Why would I send it to Ash London?
He told me that to the other day, and I said,
"You're on
here." It's really interesting. And he's doing it the next time we play
it. I've even made myself an opener.
Buzz's musical facts.
There we go. Anytime I bring some music knowledge, that's what's going
to
play.
When you don't come to the meeting, we plan stuff.
Should we go to the calls or, Buzzy, do you want to give us some more trivia?
Now, some people, like Bo Ryan, weren't really sure who they were meeting.
Thank you, Bo Ryan, for stopping by.
Who was that for?
Hello, man. Oh, right in front of you.
What's happening?
So you look very different to what I pictured.
What did you picture?
I pictured long blonde hair.
What?
Maybe that's a look I'll go for. Are you sure you're not mistaking me for Carrie?
A woman, yeah.
Is that from the sound of his voice? He often gets told he looks like Anthony Kalia.
Well, fat Anthony Clear is what Tommy says.
No, I said dumpy.
But for Anthony Clear, it was like looking in a mirror.
Do you see a bit of yourself in him?
Not really.
shirt.
But, you know, I'm 36 now. I know what you're thinking. I look fabulous for my age. Thank you.
You do.
But if you go off the rails, have a little bit fuzzy.
And I'm only 29.
So as we say goodbye to...
Buzz Ol, me favourite Ol.
Glad I'm your favourite.
We say we love you, and we're going to miss your cheerful hellos at the start of every show.
It is so good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, no, what do you want? Why are you sucking up like that?
I'm just happy it's a Monday. We've got 5 days ahead together.
What's wrong with you there, mate?
What's happened?
I feel like we're dealing with a Buzz impersonator, but he's not quite got it right.
I'm just happy. Anyway, I'm full of life. It's, as I said,
okay,
it's a good day.
Okay, shush now.
And just like that, you've ruined it.
Mate, thank you for everything you've done for
thank
the show.
You.
We've absolutely loved being around you and you being part of our lives. We won't see you next year
but
in
we
this
will
studio.
See all of our fabulous listeners. Well, you'll hear us.
Yeah. Buzzy, will you still be listening?
Probably not.
See you next year, 2020. Big show ahead.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.